Taliban bombings are not limited to the south anymore. They have reached important provinces in the north. Badakhshan is one of them. It's a very strategic area in the north, on the border with Tajikistan, in a corridor to Central Asia. Emmanuel Perman is representing Badakhshan in the parliament, but he has not been able to go back home for several months because of security reasons. He told us about how unrest affected the lives of people there.
People in Badakhshan are deeply worried about the growing unrest. They cannot travel from one district to another. Hospitals are closed, businesses have been badly affected by the Taliban presence there, children cannot go to school, extraction of natural resources has been suspended too.
Northern Afghanistan was once a very peaceful region. In the past, it was a popular destination for Afghans who wanted to go away for a while. It also used to be a favorite place for tourists. Young men could be seen skiing and having fun there, but now civilians are frequently targeted. The situation is also believed to be turning into a big threat to Central Asia.
Wrong strategies in Afghanistan. The United States of America and its allies have made big mistakes over the past 12 years, and their wrong strategies have strengthened the Taliban. Now, this militant group is not only a threat to our people, but to the whole region, particularly to Central Asia.
Afghanistan and Tajikistan share 1,300-kilometer border. They also have common culture and language. But the threat of the Taliban has prompted Dushanbe to tighten security on its border. Tajik forces are on high alert now. The U.S. invaded this country ostensibly to defeat the Taliban. But 12 years on, the Taliban still remains a big threat and the people of this country are suffering the most. They're being killed and wounded almost every day. Given this, it's widely believed that if a new approach is not adopted soon, things may worsen further. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.